Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennetts Green.
And the University of Newcastle is always at the cutting edge of coming up with some great initiatives and some great programs to keep you fighting fit, especially for the family. And it's great to catch up with Professor Philip Morgan from the Priority Research Centre at the University. Phil, good morning. A couple of great programs that you're highlighting today.
Yeah, very excited about presenting these, and particularly the one we've just been running, which we haven't really presented those results to the community. So I'll be focusing on a Healthy Dads, Healthy Kids program and some updates, but also the Dads and Daughters program we ran here at the uni last year.
Philip, do you find that there seems to be more programs around for the ladies or the women, and the men not necessarily forgotten, but maybe they're a little bit more reticent to take part in a program?
We've just finished a systematic review, and what we found was if you looked at every single obesity prevention or treatment program for families in the last 10 years, 94% of participants were mothers and 6% were fathers. So out of 213 studies that are conducted with 14,000 parents, it's a very small percentage that actually have targeted fathers. So we're very keen to be kind of leading the way in engaging fathers in their children's lives.
What do you think it is about men? Do we just think that we're big-boned, or that, yeah, we're only carrying a little bit of extra weight, or we just don't want to face the fact that we aren't as fit, or for some of us, we're living in our high school days where we could, you know, run at a million miles an hour?
Well, there's probably two answers to that. One is that many men wear the mask of masculinity. That's how they may be perceived, but deep down, you know, in terms of addressing their weight status, there isn't a difference between men and women. But importantly, we started out with Healthy Dads, Healthy Kids, where it was targeting dads who needed to lose weight. And as we've progressed and it's evolved and we've received feedback, a misconception about the programs that it is just for unfit dads, whereas the reality is the best things that families get out of the programs are things that are important for all families, and that is the evidence-based parenting strategies, how you optimise your kids' self-esteem and social and emotional well-being. So that's the really cool thing. It's a family-based approach to health, but if you look at the statistics for physical activity, where less than 15% of children meet physical activity recommendations and more than 50% of their intake comes from non-core foods, screen time is a major issue. So there's not many families in Australia or internationally who would say they've got everything under control and couldn't do with some extra information and advice.
No, that's a fair observation. One of the things a week or so ago we were talking about the importance of fathers, and this was particularly with fathers and their sons, you know, the rough and tumble play, getting out and having a wrestle, doing that kind of thing. But one of the interesting things to come out of it was it's also important the daughters don't want to be left out, because they want to get in and have a bit of, you know, probably on a more gentle level, have a bit of rough and tumble as well. And that's where the dads and daughters exercising and empowering. This is really interesting. How is that going?
Oh, we've just finished a study where we've, you know, ran it with 115 daughters and 150 families. And it was just amazing to see the impact. We brought dads into their daughters' lives, but importantly, you know, breaking down many of the gender stereotypes that inhibit girls' opportunities. They're marginalised in many opportunities, and rough and tumble play, as one example, is equally important for boys and girls. And we don't have to be gentler with girls than we do with sons. It's just that we don't do that and think that's the case. So there's so much potential that can be realised when we develop the physical confidence and skills of the daughters.
Well, I'm probably asking you to divulge some of your secrets, but they're two amazing programs. What's next?
That's a good question, actually. Well, firstly, at this seminar, I will be revealing the secrets and magic of the program, so I look forward to doing that for the community people that come along to attend, to give more insights into some practical tips. But my next program that I'm really keen to explore is Healthy Dads, Healthy Youngsters. So that is one where we'll bring dads with the preschool age children. So those fathers with a son or a daughter in that preschool age, and it's really important to get the, you know, developmentally specific and age-appropriate information. So that's the one I'm next to keen get going off the ground.
Very, very busy. When's your seminar on?
It's on tomorrow night, actually, up at the HMRO building, starting at 5:30. So there's a couple of other leading researchers presenting as well, Professor Julie Biles and Susan Hua. So that will be a great night.
Fantastic. Phil, thanks for your time today.
No worries at all. Thank you very much.
2NURFM 103.7.